Come on, we miss anyone?
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in on this balmy Monday evening. What have I been up to, you ask? If you didn't ask, that's not my problem. But what I've been up to is this weekend we were in Old Orchard Beach on a trust building exercise slash, being on the beach. And I was there with Ryan and Lauren of Elephants, who will be in here soon on this very special two-hour show. That's right, 2 hours. We're here from 7 to 9. Going to have some good, wholesome, all-American fun. And they're on their way on what I can only assume is an antique Airedale, perhaps from the pre-war period. But I can't confirm that. All I know is that they're on their way here. And we're going to have a bit of fun with, let's start with some John Entwistle from his first solo album. I've been playing this on a loop lately. Can't seem to kick it. And that is Joe Strummer and the Pogues from one of their final tours in the, what was it, 88, 1990. Pretty much Shane McGowan was no longer fit for purposes and got the heave-ho, so Joe Strummer was drafted to head up the band while they toured Europe and other places around this globe of ours. And that show got released a few years ago on Record Store Day, The Pogues with Joe Strummer live in London. For that, and that song was a Turkish song of the day, and I didn't say so already. But we had The Both with Milwaukee from the album The Both. That is Ted Leo and Amy Mann. And we started off with John Entwistle of The Who, Pick Me Up Big Chicken from Smash Your Head Against the Wall in 1971. And our guests, Ryan and Lauren from Elephants, will be here right soon to join me and the soothing hum of the air conditioner you can hear in the background. But until then, we are going to keep it rolling along with some Big Mama Thornton because we never played her before, and we seek to rectify that thusly.
Oh, baby, why every Hey, all for eternity. Ball and chain turn me loose.
ones, but...
And that is Neil Young with Danger Bird from Zuma, a fine album, I think we can all agree. And when I say we, I mean my guests who are here. Say hello.
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 And we have here Ryan and Lauren of Elephants who are here to, we're going to be playing their new EP, which is out on Dad Stash, am I getting it right? Dad Stash Records, a cassette?
That is correct. That is forthcoming, yes.
Yes, that is forthcoming, so keep an eye on the trade papers for that. And they're going to be playing some of the songs that they enjoy, maybe some songs they don't enjoy. And we're just, you know, picking up the pieces after a soul-cleaving experience in Maine, where there was donuts and coffee and record stores and hot, hot sun. Can we agree on this?
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. A lot of risky business going on.
A lot of risky stuff indeed. And while we get ourselves assembled, they just came in here. Well, I can only assume it's some sort of a chauffeured automobile. We're going to get the records and all that stuff ready. They have their playlists at the ready. So while we're getting all that stuff ready, here is a song that I assume that you know, because if not, what are you doing? Dire Straits' Walk of Life from any movie you've ever heard that wasn't an Adam Sandler movie, because that song would have been Let My Love Open the Door by Pete Townsend, but it wasn't in this case. And I'm back with Ryan and Lauren of Elephants.
Paula.
And before we get any further, I'm just going to do the legally mandated PSA real quick. And looking through the binder because technology frightens me. Ah, the don't drink and drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind a wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, now that we've done our bit for the community, tell me about this new EP. Titles, inspirations, Ryan, on the spot.
Oh, God. So this series of songs came out of a kind of weird blitzkrieg songwriting session that Lauren and I had when we were snowed in together in the winter, the harsh winter of 2015.
Yes.
We were cooped up in our apartment in Newton, and we didn't really have anything to do. We had both been listening to, I think it was like, what were we listening to a lot of? And I was like, we should try and do some short songs.
We were listening to like Tony Molina.
Oh, yeah. We were listening to a lot of Tony Molina and this Australian band, Royal Headache, who are a pretty good jam. And we our last album, Strange Waves, had a lot of long, you know, not long, like 7 minutes.
We're not talking King Crimson here.
Yeah, we're not talking King Crimson. But, you know, we had some songs break the 4 minute mark, and we really wanted to just some of those songs on there, and some songs by like Guided by Voices and stuff like that, who I consider a big influence, were, you know, kind of, it was getting away. Like, I wanted to see if we can write like a really consolidated, catchy song. Just all hooks, but see if I can squeeze it in under a minute or under 2 minutes. And we wrote a bunch of those, and we kept some of them. And as we were working on it, this kind of overarching theme started to formulate. Where I don't know where the title "Endless Arcade" came from, but we started thinking that it would be cool to do have a theme going or have a concept. And the concept of the EP is the ending of long-term friendships, you know, and how those, well, at least for me, those sorts of things can be bad, or if not worse than sometimes having like a romantic relationship end.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of, you know, the first track on the EP is called Goodbye Breakup Diner, and that has to do with an actual physical place where the beginnings of the falling out with some friends happened. And every time we were driving by it one day, and I was like, oh, hey, look, it's that diner. I was like, goodbye breakup diner. You know, in a sort of childish way, and Lauren was like, oh, well, that's a song title.
That is certainly a song title. And you mentioned your previous LP had longer songs, and would you say this was sort of an exercise in consistency, you know, trying to keep
we tried to
keep it fit,
try to keep it trim, and you know, have, I think all the songs sort of sound like they're in the same, from the same school. So that's kind of what we're going with there here. And it's funny because now we're back to writing sort of longer songs again.
Yeah.
After doing that, because I don't know, I think it's actually really tough to make a song sound good in under 2 minutes. Like, it's something that, to make something stick with you.
It seems to me like, you know, really one of those art forms, cliche as that term is, it really is an art form. And this release, before we get into the song you just mentioned and the one after it, this is, unless I'm mistaken, your first recording with your revamped lineup with a new rhythm section. Is that correct?
The first one that we're releasing to the public, we've recorded some songs with a previous drummer, Andy Connors, we were going to do some splits with, but those didn't end up happening. They could just kind of fell through, and so those were just kind of sitting on for maybe like a special occasion or for the mm-hmm. the eventual retrospective box set or you can find at your local Bull Moose and or Newberry Comics.
Yeah. And
just
this is
when the big cash in comes.
Oh, you mean the sellout, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the reunion tour in 2035, and there's just like a lot of complicated contract riders, and
Laura and I aren't allowed to be in the same room together. We won't even speak until we're on stage.
We'll get back to the new lineup in a second, but I certainly have blathered on enough. Let's get into the first two songs from this five-song EP, which is indeed forthcoming, believe it or not, children.
Thank you.
Alrighty there. That what we heard first was, oh, let me go to the playlist. It was Goodbye Breakup Diner and then Lines. Both are by Elephants and both are from the forthcoming EP Endless Arcade on Dad Stash Records. And both of the guitarists from Elephants are here with me, Ryan and Lauren.
Hi.
And we're going to talk more about that release in a little bit in the second hour of the show. But right now I'm going to turn the controls of the tower over to Mr. Young directly in front of me, who was kind enough to cobble together some tunes that he fancies and is going to educate us with. So we get a bit of the motivation of the mind of Young. Is this correct?
Yeah, this is, well, I don't know, motivation. It was more like frantically, you know, as Lauren was yelling. Like, you're like, we gotta go. I'm like, ah! I'm just clicking and dragging songs onto my iPod for Mr. Shoes list.
Ask your parents, kids.
And I was like, oh, what doesn't have any swears and what's good and what might gel with the general feel for this show. And the first thing I picked was a song called Now I Got Wise, and it's from the Tragar Note Label compilation, Eccentric Soul compilation from the Numero Group, which is a wonderful collection.
All right, well, that'll kick off a set of five songs, and here it is. The song is Now That I'm Wise.
Like you did before. When we first met, I was so much in love. I just knew the Lord had sent you from up above. I remember saying that if the sun didn't shine, I'd get consolation just kept my love growing higher and higher, yeah, yeah. You had me in the palm of your hand. Then you blew it, girl, when I saw you with it.
MFO in Medford.
Snap for just